This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
And look up minus 18 and have a chat to someone potentially in the future about in the online counselling. I think that's brilliant.
Yeah, you've said it right about the people, that young people that live in the country.
Yeah.
They don't, if you're right out in the bush, you know, you could be in Bendigo or Ballarat or something, and you can have a core group of people perhaps. But if you're a bit further out than that and you know that there's something different about you, you've basically got nowhere to go. But with the internet and all these things, that's great. And this is one thing about Joy, because we are online and people can plug in, go online, look up Joy, and they can listen to Joy online anywhere in the world, basically. It's a great service.
Yeah, I think that's fantastic. And I think I might quote it wrong, so correct me, please, but is that somewhere I belong? That's where I belong.
This is where we belong.
Okay, I got the belong bit.
You got the belong bit right. Yeah.
Well, I think this whole internet thing—it is really for young people. We want to belong. We want to belong to something. Mm-hmm. And speaking before about how hard school can be, because you don't necessarily always feel like you belong if you're gay, because it's like, well, I'm seeing all this stuff that just reminds me that I don't belong. Mm-hmm. So the fact that people can jump online, and whether it is to minus 18 or to Joy or to something, feel like you connect and belong to something is so powerful. So I think organisations like this are really important to kind of highlight that.
And that's exactly what we're about. Like, it has been proven that just to be a part of something, just to have a sense of belonging to minus 18 does reduce negative mental health implications. And so that's exactly what we're about.
Yeah. Well, of course, human nature is a nature that requires bonding with people of, if you're straight with a male or female, or if you're gay with female or female, male to male. Mm-hmm. So you really need that to make yourself complete. And so by doing the online bit, you're doing it without having to sort of travel very far either. You go to your bedroom and that's travel. Right. And you can travel all around the world, basically.
That's right. And it doesn't matter if your family might not be supportive or your friends at school might not. If you can jump online and you can have those conversations, it's a really good place to start.
Yeah, that's true too. But the only thing I get a bit annoyed about with the social media is the posting of bad photos.
Oh, yeah.
I just think that's got to be something that they have to stop, because I think that's so destructive to some people, the people involved especially. I think that's something that should be done away with, quite frankly. I don't know how they're ever going to do it, but it's something that annoys me, because you can feel how that young person is feeling having a naked photo or something rather splashed around the world, basically. I think that's awful.
Yeah, it is tough. And I mean, it's just really important that young people do have a think about their actions before they put something like that out there. Mm. Obviously, lots of young people are sexting these days. That's not a big secret. I've done it. We've all done it. Like, but it is really important to think about the implications of that, because once it's out there forever.
Yeah. We just had a message come through from Blair. Hi, guys. Love the conversation about providing this service for young people. Just wondering if you're looking for any trained psychologists, counsellors who might be able to help out. Cheers from Blair.
Oh, thanks.
So there you go. It's, he could probably contact minus 18 or on the website then.
Yeah, absolutely. We're still a couple of months away from launching, but certainly if you send us an email, we'll keep your contact details on file and hope to get you involved
and
in the conversation.
What's the email address then?
So our email is info@minus18.org.au, or you can go straight to our social media. So minus 18 youth on Facebook and Twitter.
Oh, right. So there you go. Thank you very much for that, Blair. Yes, there is a lot of help needed in these cases. And, of course, we've been discussing Beyond Blue. They're very good. And, of course, we have a great relationship with Beyond Blue here at Joy. Quite often we have conversations with the lady in charge of Beyond Blue, which is rather nice. Mm-hmm. And so that's it. So coming up for minus 18, what's next?
We've actually got quite a few events coming up. Some of them are still secret, but one of the ones we're really working on at the moment is a LGBTI human rights summit as part of International Day Against Homophobia and Transphobia. Mm-hmm. So we're running that in conjunction with UN Youth Australia, and that's going to be a big event. So we're hoping to get 150 young people from years 9 to 12, and they're going to basically formulate a resolution for the United Nations, which we'll then present to the Australian government.
Good, because that's where it's going to come from. It's not going to come from old people like me to get same-sex marriage or equality. It's going to come from the young people, and this is where we need the young people to be more active and
exactly.
very get stuck into it, you know.
Yeah, it's still going to take us a while, but as long as we've got advocates for equality at all ages, we'll get there someday.
Yeah, well, it will happen, but I never thought I'd live long enough to see an apology made to the stolen generation, but I live long enough for that, and I'm going to live long enough to see same-sex equality. So that's what I'm looking forward to anyhow.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
I just encourage young people out there to use this week, National Youth Week, to have your voices heard, whether it be around this issue or any other issues that young people believe in. Here is the starting point for having our voices heard, National Youth Week. We've got a few days left, so get on board, get involved with something, and have your voice heard about what you believe in.
Good. Now, Michael, do you work or you're still at school?
I do work, yeah. Oh, I currently work as a consultant for not-for-profit organisations, doing like strategic planning and government relations and that sort of stuff.
Well, you're both doing pretty well for yourself for young people, I tell you. And a youth worker and a strategic planner and all the rest of it. It's that's great stuff. Yeah, and it's I always find that I sort of feel sometimes feel a bit what's going to happen to the youth of today, because getting jobs is very hard.
It is hard.
It's a very, very hard thing to do, because when I was growing up, the jobs were there. You know, you could work without any, and if you went, you could go from one job to the other. Mm. But now, the young people have got to get casual jobs,
yeah.
And it's casual wages. You don't get all the benefits of secure employment does give you. You know, but I often worry that young people growing up, how do they save to get a house? You know,
that's a good question. I'd love it if someone could tell me how to do that.
Yeah, well, it's almost impossible, because you don't get the wages that you can afford to do it with, you know. And this is the problem. And I just think, God, I had it so easy. And yet the young people today are having it really tough.
Yeah, well, even as a casual, like you said, casual workers, young people still get youth wages, so they actually earn less than adults doing the same job.
Yeah, well, there was a big thing on the radio this morning about that. I was listening to it, and they were saying that shop assistants, when they go in at 16 and start working, and then they get a little increment when they're 17, 18, 19, and by the time they turn 21, they have the full adult pay. But just as the person pointed out, you can see a young person doing exactly the same work as an older person.
That's right.
But that's not getting there, but that's all comes back to the ability of the business to make money, of course, which is the thing that the whole of the the economy runs everything. You know, everything has to be done for the dollar, which to me is wrong.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
You've got to think of the human part of it first, as far as I'm concerned.
And we've got to move away from the idea that young people, for some reason, won't do as good a job or won't, you know, be as reliable, because young people, like I said, are doing incredible things. If we could kind of pick out all these young people, young leaders in the community, they're doing a great job. Who knows, maybe they're doing a better job than those people who are older than them. So we need to kind of look at young people as equal contributors to the community, and they need to be recognised for that, I think.
Of course they do, yeah. You know, and because young people have got the brains, they've got the ideas, they've got new ideas, you know.
That's
and,
right.
and somebody always told me that if when you get older, you get a young doctor, because they're always with it, and they're with it. So this is the same in everything. You've got to listen to young people, because they come up with great ideas. But the trouble is, it's very hard to get past some of the old fuddy-duddies that are at the top, isn't it?
That's right. We've got to fight harder, have our voices shouting out louder about how good we are, and one day we'll get there.
And it's actually harder for women.
Yep. I think that's a whole other issue as well. So if you're a young person, if you're a woman, if you're gay, there's three things that you're fighting against. But that's okay. We can get through, and we can still do some pretty amazing stuff. So I guess it just makes it stronger.
Yeah, but you have to fight actually harder.
Yeah, we fight harder, but it makes us stronger.
Yeah, it makes you stronger. And then yeah. by the time you get there, you know all the ins and outs and you've got all the answers.
That's
which
right.
Which is the way to go, of course. Yeah, so that's – but it's – so National Youth Week finishes this weekend.
Yes, so Sunday the 14th is technically the last day of National Youth Week. For Victoria, though, the closing event will be on the 20th of April. So there's a few – we can't fit all of our awesomeness into a bit over a week, so it's spilling out the other side. There'll still be some more events, but if you hit up youthcentral.vic.gov.au, it's got a whole list of all the activities that'll be going on until the end of National Youth Week.
Okay, well, I've just had a message from Blair. The contact details on the minus 18 page were not available. Can you please repeat the email address? Ooh. Go for it, Michael.
Sorry, Blair, that's info, so info at minus 18, all one word, minus 18.org.au. And our website is minus18.org.au.
Okay. Okay, Blair, did you get that? If you're not, I'll get Michael to write it down and I'll give it to Andy out there at the phone. And if you didn't get it down, Andy will be able to tell you over the phone. That'll probably be the easiest way. Yeah. Well, I can't thank you enough for coming in.
Thank you very much for
having
me.
It's been an eye-opener for me, speaking to young people. I like that young people. I belong to an older group of people, and I always find them very boring.
Well, thank you very much.
I like young people because they've got ideas. They've got the thing, the get up and go bit, you know, and I just think it's wonderful.
You should come along to some National Youth Week events then.
I should do.
Yeah.
I'm pretty busy. I'm not only here, I'm doing other volunteer work. I volunteer a lot in the community.
All right.
And I'm also an artist, and I'm supposed to be painting this, and the other, and all sorts of things.
We'll let you slide then.
Can I slide by with that one, yeah. can I? Melinda Jeffrey, thank you very much for coming in. Michael from 9-18, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you.
It's been a pleasure to meet you both, and good luck for the rest of National Youth Week.
Thank you very much.
And I'm sure it's going to be absolutely wonderful, and just keep fighting, keep pushing it.
That's right.
And I'll probably see you around somewhere anyhow.
Fantastic.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLB, TIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Now, a little bit of history. In 1710, the very first copyright law was introduced in Great Britain. Now, copyright up until then had not been non-existent, and people wanted to just copy stuff left, right and centre. But they brought in the copyright laws, and they have been in progress ever since. So whatever you do, if you take something off the internet or anything, you're supposed to acknowledge where you got it from, where it's come from, so you don't break any copyright laws. Yep. And in 1849, the very first safety pin was invented by Walter Hunt. And guess what he did? He sold the rights for $400 because he owed one of his friends $15. So he thought he'd sell the rights for $400 to a company that made millions of dollars from the sale of the pins. What an idiot Mr. Hunt was, Walter Hunt. Fancy giving up something like that. Yeah. So there we go. And in 1938, this was an interesting one, was testing for syphilis was made mandatory in New York before you could get a marriage license. That was in 1938. And somebody told me once upon a time they were thinking of migrating to Canada, and they had to have the same test done to even get into Canada. They had to prove that to the Canadian authorities that they didn't have syphilis. So there we go. And in 1858, the original Big Ben was cast at 14.5 tons. It was done by Warners of Cripplegate in Stockton on Tees. But the bell cracked on testing, so they had to make another one. This one was cast on the 10th of April. That's the anniversary today. 13.76 tons, and was done by Whitechapel Bell Foundry. And that's the one that's still in use in the clock tower. It cracked, though, on September 1859, and it was quiet for 3 years until they repaired it with a square piece of metal and turned the bell 1/8 of a turn so that the new hammer didn't strike the crack spot. The bell has been rung ever since with a slightly different tone. And the clock tower, of course, is now named Elizabeth Tower because of the Queen's 60th anniversary. So there we go. That's what happened in history today.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
And you're on Joy 94.9, and it's just about time to remember all those people that are having a birthday today. Yes, so if you're having a birthday today, well, very happy birthday. I know my brother-in-law is having a birthday today. Yes, he's getting a bit old, like me. Oh, well, happy birthday to you too. And he's everybody that's having a birthday today are sharing their birthday with Chuck Connors. If you older than a few years, you might remember Chuck Connors as a rifleman in the TV series back in the 60s, black and white, of course. 1929, Max von Sydow, who was in The Exorcist in Hawaii and many, many more films. Great actor, Max von Sydow. 1932 was Omar Sharif. He was drop-dead gorgeous when he was young. Dr. Zhivago, Lawrence of Arabia, Funny Girl with Barbara Streisand, and lots more was Omar Sharif.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
And you're on Joy 94.9, and it's time for me to get out of here and get going. But before I play my last track for the day, I've got a few thank yous to say. First to Chrissy Neen for coming in and talking about the book that she wrote called Steeplechase. It's published by Text Publishing, and it is available now in all bookstores, and I can recommend it as a very, very good read. Thank you to Andy out there at the desk for manning the phones. And then we also had Melinda from the National Youth Week. She's the Victorian representative, wonderful young woman, came in and had a long chat about what was happening for National Youth Week today. And Michael from Minus 18, what a wonderful couple they were. Very nice people, and you can understand we're in safe hands when people like those people grow up, like Michael and Melinda grow up and take control of things. Yes, I can see it happening now. Very good luck to them. And to Tristan, thank you very much for looking after the CDs for me and turning the microphone on when I keep leaving it off. Okay, turning it off, I beg your pardon, when I keep leaving it on.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.